Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, founder visionary of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network. We're so glad you tuned in this morning. As you just heard, The Power of a Woman by Antonia Lawrence. I love that theme song. Every time I hear it, it just gets me moving. You can purchase that song on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. That's Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Allow me to share with you about our sponsor, Moby Flyers. Moby Flyer is a custom design, a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Moby Flyers brings mobile marketing not just into the present, but transports your ministry, business, and event into the future. A Moby Flyer is fun to interact and engage your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. For more information, MobyFlyers.mobi. That's MobiFlyersObi. MobyFlyers.mobi. It's here. Download free. Do you have the official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart ringtone that operates on your Apple or Android device? Matters of the Heart, the official free Woman of Power 2015 ringtone. It may be downloaded at bit.ly/givingmylove. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. It's the official 2015 Women of Power ringtone. Now, allow me to share with you more about our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Please support our advertisers. They are the ones that keep Walking in Power Radio on the air. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor, we'd love to have you. Just visit women-of-power.org. We'd love for your sponsorship and whatever way you can support Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. This morning, I have a very special guest. I'm so excited to have her on. We've had an opportunity to been together a couple of years now, and I've watched her, and I've seen the grace and the glory of His presence upon her life. And I'm wanting to bring her to Walking in Power because she has a very special upcoming event that we're going to be discussing in just a moment. Let me share with you a little about her. Pastor Bola Adepoju, I'm going to have her repeat that, is founder and visionary of Woman on Purpose. She leads an outreach ministry to the homeless, Project REACH, REACH, Restoring and Empowering a Community Hope. She's the founder of Hope for Tomorrow, an initiative geared towards providing services to deportees in Jamaica and giving them a second chance at life. She also founded TMO, Total Makeover, a ministry that offers a safe place to cater to the total needs of leading ladies, wives of senior pastors, female senior pastors, and female pastors who have ministries outside the walls of their church. She's a visionary of the annual Gathering of the Eagles Conference. She's the author of Woman on Purpose, Inspiration 1, 2, and 3. She received her Bachelor's of Arts degree in Economics from Spelman College and her Master's in Business Administration from Atlanta University. She's a graduate and fellow of Black Women in Ministerial Leadership, the program of the Office of the Black Women in Church and Society, Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta, Georgia. She's married to the love of her life, and she's blessed with two beautiful children. Please welcome Pastor Bola to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. DJ Rutherford. How are you doing today?
I am so great. I would first like to offer my apologies because I do not think I pronounced your last name properly. So would you please share it with our audience?
Adepoju.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Bola. I'm so excited to have you with us on this morning. And there's so much you have going on, but I really would like to share about your ministry and the upcoming Gathering of the Eagles Conference. Are you excited?
Oh, yes, I'm excited. I'm very excited, particularly knowing what the Lord is saying at this time. When the Lord gave the theme, Let Your Fire Fall, for the Gathering of the Eagles of this year, I wasn't I didn't really know the impact and the profoundness of that theme until a couple of days ago discovered that Sunday, this past Sunday, was Pentecost Sunday when the disciples, the apostles were in one room and the Holy Ghost came upon them. Gathering of the Eagles is an annual conference, like you said, and we gather somewhat up to about 200 women, every year. It's a non-denominational conference. The Woman on Purpose ministry was actually established so that women who have lost hope can gain hope. The mission is actually to provoke and empower women to become change agents in their community. Woman on Purpose, we believe that women can be empowered spiritually, economically, and financially, and they can in turn empower other women, meaning women becoming change agents wherever they go and preparing for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Woman on Purpose is actually four ministries in one. The annual Gathering of the Eagles, the Project REACH, which is the ministry to the homeless and to the underserved, Total Makeover, which is the ministry to leading ladies, and we did talk about the three categories of pastors, female pastors, that come together. And the question that when the Lord gave this vision, is who ministers to the minister? We cannot go as female pastors. We cannot go to the pews for help, but we can rally around each other, pray for each other, empower each other, network, fellowship, and build each other up for our kingdom assignments. So, and the third one, the fourth one is the new ministry that the Lord gave myself and a partner to Jamaica, ministering to deportees in Jamaica. And that ministry is Hope for Tomorrow, giving deportees a second chance at life. You know, I had a very slow start in life, believed that I could do anything until the Lord raised me up. And so my focus and my vision in life is to tell people it is not over for you until God says it is over, but it's time for you to pick up the pieces and begin to walk in your God-ordained destiny.
Amen. So do you believe the mission of Woman on Purpose is to provide purpose for women?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Or to at least provoke the purpose, their already God-given purpose.
Yes, ma'am. And when people talk about woman on purpose, you know, sometimes they mistaken it for woman of purpose. And I said, no, it's woman on purpose, because the on means that God intentionally created every woman to fulfill a purpose and to provoke the innate abilities, the anointing, the talents, and everything that God has put in that woman to fulfill her purpose. So the woman has been created on purpose by God to fulfill a purpose.
Good, Pastor Bolo. That's good. That's good. Amen. Excited thinking, what type of impact have you seen the woman on purpose make in the kingdom?
I humbly give glory to God for all that God is using the Woman on Purpose ministry to do. And the vision is actually to break down denominational walls. It's not my church, my people. God, when Jesus came to the earth, you know, in earthly form, in bodily form or human form, he came to save the church, not a denomination. So my focus and my passion, what's driving me, is first to break down denominational walls and to make sure that people see the church as a body. You know, when you look at 1 Corinthians 12:21, it says the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor the head to the feet, I don't need you, because we're a body and we should function as such. The devil is causing disunity in the church, and my drive, my purpose, what I live for, is to make sure that there is unity in the body of Christ. We have seen in our outreach events, the homeless giving their lives to Jesus. We have been able to canvass Bibles, food, clothing items. Just think about it. You know, we have been able to put those things together and take them to homeless shelters in the Atlanta area. And we have extended that to Jamaica. This last April, we were in Jamaica, and we took some stuff to things to hygiene products to Jamaica. But in Jamaica, there is a much needed need because the deportees do not really have anywhere to go. Most of them have been deported from first world countries to their homeland. Some of them were actually taken by their parents as little as age 3, and then taking them back to Jamaica. They don't know anyone. Some of them are on the streets. One young lady told us that she had to sell her body to find a place to lay her head. And so we are partnering and collaborating with churches in Jamaica. We spoke to some people in the parliament to see how they can work with us creating jobs for the deportees in Jamaica. Their ultimate vision and goal for Women on Purpose is for us to have facilities, transitional facilities for the underserved here in the U.S. Later in the in Jamaica, so that we can provide life sustaining skills for the underserved in our communities. We are just a solution center. We're an answer to people's needs. And then one of our meetings, we had a 9-year-old boy who came with his grandmom, who was baptized in the Holy Ghost, and he started speaking in tongues. So even though it is the Gathering of the Eagles, it's a women's conference, I believe it's for everybody, because we have men coming, and we call them men on purpose. They attend, and everyone is blessed. We've had healings, we have deliverances, we have breakthroughs, we just have testimonies, and all to the glory of our living God.
What have you seen is one of the greatest needs of women in ministry? What, you know, I know you travel extensively. So in your travels, what have you seen to be one of the greatest needs possible?
One of the greatest needs of women in ministry is to be heard. And, you know, it's like the women, even though we're there, out there, we're still, like, very voiceless. Most of the women have no one to listen to them. I've encountered a lot of women who are hurting really bad, but they are in a position to minister to other women. They are ministering to other women, but there is no one to minister to them. They are speaking lightly to other people and no one to speak into them. And then there are women who have been battered in marriages, and, you know, they have very low self-esteem. They just want to be picked up. They want to be looked up onto like someone, a human being. So the greatest need for women, I believe, is to be heard and to be ministered to.
Wow. Praise God. Now, I'm just going to go to and share a little bit about this Gathering of the Eagles. We're going to come right back with Pastor Bola. Let someone know Walking in Power is on the air.
Are you a woman looking for some passion and purpose in God? If you are, come get your fire ignited with women from around the world. The Women in Purpose Ministries presents the 2015 Gathering of the Eagles Conference. This year's theme is Let Your Fire Fall. Are you ready for the rain of God's fire and glory upon your life? Do you want more of God in your life? Do you want to experience a greater manifestation of God's power? If this sounds like you, join other Eagles at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, 2158 McDaniels Bridge Court, Lilburn, Georgia, on Friday, June 5th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 6th at 9 a.m. You can register for free at womanonpurpose.org. Lunch will be served on Saturday after the event. Did I mention it's free? See you there, and let his fire fall.
We're so excited. We're looking forward to that. I tell you, you must be there. Of course, we have our host online today on air with us. I'll be there, Dr. B.J. Rutherford, Bishop Jacqueline Hines, Kingston, Jamaica. We're just really looking forward to an awesome, awesome time. Again, you can register at www.womanonpurpose.org. Again, that's free registration. We need you to register, www.womanonpurpose.org. And if you need more information, you can call 404-519-7311. That's 404-519-7311 or 678-491-1699. There's also a hotel block that's been set up at La Quinta Inn. That's right there in Snellville, Georgia, Days Inn, and the Stone Mountain, Georgia. So please, please, we're looking forward to you. God is going to really move. I feel the anointing is going to just overtake and overpower. When you're saying let your fire fall, believe me, I know that there's going to be a great outpouring at the Gathering of the Eagles, Let Your Fire Fall Conference. First of all, you know, we're preparing for the conference and Let Your Fire Fall. Could you tell our audience a little bit about what they can expect at that conference? Because I know we're coming with expectations. What can we expect?
We can expect God's fire to fall. I mean, the Lord to cause his fire to be reignited in every woman that comes into that, that steps into that auditorium on June 5th and 6th. Ministries will be birthed. There will be a restoration. There will be healing, and there will be deliverance. You are coming for a time of your life. I want to thank God for speakers like Dr. B.J. Rutherford. She's one of our speakers. And I'm so excited, Dr. B.J., that the Lord has chosen you to be part of this conference. I believe that there is a sure word that is going to come out of your mouth and out of Bishop Hines' mouth and out of my mouth that will cause the participants to move to another level of power and glory and authority in the kingdom. I believe that there is going to be a revival during that conference.
Yes.
To that conference expected the unexpected. And I say, when eagles gather, the unimaginable happens. Eagles don't just gather. When they gather, it is for a purpose, and that purpose is that his fire will fall upon each and every one of us, and our lives will never remain the same. Amen.
Praise God. We are so excited about it and looking forward to it. I just know that God is going to move, and like, as you say, expect the unexpected. We are coming with expectation. We're coming with the word, and I know that whomever the Lord has set in your spirit to have speaking to the lives of the women, that you have went before God and see his faith for a release for that. So I just praise God for that. Tell them, okay, when does the conference start, and when does it end, and give them some more information.
Yeah, the conference starts at 7 p.m. on June 5th, and the venue is 21, the Redeemed Christian Church of 2158, McDaniels, Bridge Court, and it's in Lilburn, Georgia. June 5th at 7 p.m. and June 6th at 9 a.m. There will be an impartation service. There will be a Holy Ghost. It's going to just going to be a Holy Ghost packed event.
Yes, yes. First of all, you got a few minutes. And I would like for you, as the Lord so leads, speak into the life of someone who you believe needs to be there, and they're wrestling with a decision whether to come or not to come. They want to, but just speak into the life of someone who you believe really needs to be there and are really wrestling with that decision.
When you're talking about speaking into the life of someone who really wants to be there, you know, what the Holy Spirit is ministering to me is that I should pray for our listeners, and that the Lord will draw them by his Spirit. And there is a woman listening or a man listening to us today who needs the touch of God. I am going to pray for you today, and I believe that wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord will touch you, and the hand of the Lord will rest upon you, and God will meet you at the point of your need. Whatever you need today, God will do it for you. Father, we just want to thank you today. Jehovah, we give you praise for every listener to this broadcast. I pray, Father Lord, that your hand will rest upon every man, every woman, beginning from Pastor BJ. I'm declaring that the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you. The, the anointing of the Lord will rest upon you. The glory of the Lord will engulf you. The power of the living God will explode in you. Every need that you are desiring from God will be met in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring no weapon of the enemy that is formed against you shall prosper. Every plan that the enemy has planned against you and against your destinies will confound, will destroy, and will reject today in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy to abort that which God has proposed for your life were destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I am asking that the hand of the Lord will enlarge your coast. The Spirit of the Lord will engulf you, and the plan and purpose of the Almighty God will be established in your life in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, you are thinking as to whether to come or not for the gathering of the eagles. I am declaring that the Spirit of the Lord will convince you, that the Lord will open your eyes to see those things that you haven't seen before, and as you come, your ears to hear those things you haven't heard before in the name of Jesus. And you'll begin to walk territories that you haven't stepped on before in the name of Jesus. And I soak you all in the precious blood of Jesus. And I pray that the blood of Jesus will rest upon you and rest upon your family in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring it is well with you. It is well with your family. The Bible says, I should say to the righteous, it is well with him. He will enjoy the fruit of his labor. And so as you labor to come to this year's gathering of the eagles, I am declaring in the name of Jesus, you will enjoy the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Father, Lord, for every listener. Thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for new mindsets in the name of Jesus. Thank you for empowerment. Thank you for spiritual uplifting. Thank you, Father, Lord, for open doors. Thank you for favor. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We honor this great woman of God, Pastor Bola. We thank you for the prayers that have been sent across. We believe they came straight from the throne room. We can honor your ministry. We look forward to sharing and being a part of that great epic out move that shall take place. And we get to look forward. And right now, we decree unto you that I always will. We decree unto you. Because as a conference host, I know the work and the labor involved. Behold, the Lord is saying your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. So we just believe God for it.
Yes, Lord.
So again, you've had a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. As we say, we do powerful interviews with powerful people. And Pastor Bola, you are one of the powerful people that God is using in this season. So we thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so
Walking
much. Thank you so much.
Radio.
Thank you so much.
Amen. You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So as you go
God
up there, you're going to get again the gathering of the eagles. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in.
Are you a woman looking for some passion and purpose in God? If you are, come get your fire ignited with women from around the world. The Women in Purpose Ministries presents the 2015 Gathering of the Eagles Conference. This year's theme is Let Your Fire Fall. Are you ready for the reign of God's fire and glory upon your life? Do you want more of God in your life? Do you want to experience a greater manifestation of God's power? If this sounds like you, join other Eagles at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, 2158 McDaniels Bridge Court, Lilburn, Georgia, on Friday, June 5th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 6th at 9 a.m. You can register for free at womanonpurpose.org. Lunch will be served on Saturday after the event. Did I mention it's free? See you there, and let his fire fall.